Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 119 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Now, before I get to today's question from Nathaniel, I do want to mention and thank today's sponsor, which is 99designs.com, an amazing company I've used several times in the past to help me create amazing designs, from logo designs to t-shirt designs and even website designs, because you know your branding is the face of your business, and you can make a great impression with creative professional designs from 99designs. So make sure you visit 99designs.com/pat, and you'll get a power pack upgrade for free. Check them out, 99designs.com/pat. Now, let's get to today's awesome question from Nathaniel.
Hey, Pat, what's going on? This is Nathaniel Smith. I run a website called the 8020drummer.com, where I teach good drummers to become great. And my niche is I kind of operate in the space between already good and truly exceptional. My question, as a avid listener to Ask Pat, is about mastermind groups. And I want to come at it from an angle that I don't think you've yet covered, and I think would be valuable to your listeners, hopefully, which is, if you're already in the position to kind of be networking with some other entrepreneurs and considering masterminds, should you lead your own mastermind as a novice? A number of entrepreneurs, more experienced people who I respect, have recommended that I start my own. And I just wonder about that, because it seems like maybe there would be more value from joining a pre-existing one and learning from a more experienced leader. There's so much on the line with masterminds as far as maximizing people's time. Why is it that so many people have encouraged me to start my own? Is it like a value exchange, because by taking the hassle of leading off their plate, I can attract more experienced people who can give greater value in terms of their advice? Would really love your thoughts on this. Also, just want to add at the end that I've gotten tremendous value, obviously, from your blog and from your podcast. And if the audience isn't already aware, which I'm sure they are, Pat Flynn is one of the most unique voices, both as an inspiration and in terms of giving actionable information in the online business space. I want to thank you for everything you do. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Nathaniel, thank you so much for those amazing and kind words at the end of your question there. And I just want to take a moment to say, it really means a lot to me when people tell me that I am providing value, because that's why I do what I do. That's why I have the show. That's why I have the Smart Passive Income blog and podcast. That's why I do all the YouTube videos that I do. That's why I hired somebody to go through all the emails in my inbox to help me tackle those questions that people are answering, because I'm always trying to provide value, because I found that it's just, that's the most fulfilling thing for me. And a great byproduct of giving value is the fact that it always comes back in return for me. And so, and I love that. And, you know, it's not always monetary. Sometimes it's just people like you, Nathaniel, saying, hey, thank you for helping me. And that is something I am always shooting for. That's why I love going to my inbox at the UPS store and just grabbing a whole stack of thank you notes. And that's what makes me the most happy. That's what shows me that I'm doing things right. So again, Nathaniel, thank you for doing that and sharing with everybody how much what I'm doing is helping you. And I'm hoping it's helping everyone else as well. So again, just seriously, thank you so much. Now, moving on to your question in terms of mastermind groups, I do want to talk about mastermind groups in terms of, you know, kind of defining what they are really quick for people who might not know what they are. You know, a lot of people listen to Ask Pat are subscribers. You know, they don't just listen based on a question that they have and the answers that I have to go along with them. They subscribe to the show. And so if the subscribers out there who don't know what a mastermind group is, Nathaniel, I hope you don't mind that I talk about this for about a minute or two. A mastermind group is a group of people who are all trying to achieve the same thing. They all have similar values. They all want to succeed and they need help from other people to do that. And I can't tell you how much being in mastermind groups has helped me with my business. It's been so much. I would not be where I'm at today without the three groups that I'm in. I'm literally in three different mastermind groups right now. Each of them meet an hour each week. And I'll go over the structure of those meetings in just a second. But, you know, they can be done in person, but all three of mine are actually done virtually. One on Skype, one on Google Hangout, one on freeconferencecall.com. And so, you know, and you don't need to meet in person. And I think it's better that way because you can have different people from all around the world, as long as they can all get together at the same time, all helping out each other, providing value to each other, and of course, holding each other accountable for things. And, you know, you pretty much want 4 to 5 people in a group max, because you want to wrote, you know, based on the structure, what I'm going to go over in just a sec, you're going to want to have a chance to be in the hot seat each month if possible, so you can keep talking about things that are going on in your business and get help from the rest of the group. So really quick, first 10 minutes of our meetings is everybody going around and talking about a win, something awesome that happened the previous week. And this sets everybody up to be in a positive mood. And also during the week, we also want to do what we can to bring a great win to the rest of the group. It also kind of goes along with the goals and the things we're being held accountable for from the previous week. Now, the next 40 minutes, one person is designated in the hot seat, and that person has 40 minutes to ask the rest of the group anything, any questions, opinions, or share something and get an opinion on that, whatever they want to do with that 40 minutes. It's the most valuable time that you have in the world, because the rest of the group is there to be honest with you and upfront with you and share their opinions with you, which can help take your business to the next level. And when you get that many people in one room or on one call, all focused on one thing that you're doing, I mean, oh my gosh, it's so incredibly powerful. And everyone's completely honest and upfront, because they know that when they are in the hot seat, they want people to be honest and upfront with them as well. It's only going to help everybody if everybody's honest and upfront. And then the last 10 minutes, everybody talks about what they want to accomplish by the next week. Now, to get back to your question, Nathaniel, a few things. First, I am in a group that I was invited to 4 years ago, and I'm still in that group. And I'm also in a group that I helped start with another person. And both groups are fantastic. And, you know, of course, it can be really difficult to find an existing group. And I think that might be a reason why a lot of other people out there are saying you should start your own, because it can be really hard, frustrating to find a group. You know, you ask people and they say, no, sorry, there's no openings, or no, I don't even know what that is, and no, thank you, and things like that. It can be difficult to find a group that exists out there. And even if you do, there might not be any openings. And a lot of groups have these really rigorous application processes, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, they take a vote and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it can be complicated. And I was lucky to be invited into a group over 4 years ago, and I'm still in that group today, and it's been incredibly helpful. I didn't go seeking another group, but I was invited to one, which was very helpful in that regard. But, you know, I wanted to get in another one, and I just didn't have anybody that I knew who was in one who had any opening. So my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft and I, Cliff from podcastanswerman.com, we started our own. We started our own together, and then now we have about 5 people in that group. We each meet weekly, and it's amazing. Now, Nathaniel, I think you might be confusing leading a mastermind group with starting a mastermind group. They are both completely different things, and actually, in fact, the leader, at least in the structure of the mastermind groups that I'm in, the leader changes every week. There's no person who is sort of deemed the leader. I know there are other mastermind groups out there where, you know, even ones that people charge for, where they come and invite 5 people for X thousands of dollars, and they sort of lead the discussion. But really what a mastermind group is about the collection of all those brains in one space or in one call, all focused focused on those things that are being talked about in the hot seat. And, you know, there is no leader. The leader actually, in terms of the structure, is the person who was in the hot seat last week. And that person's job is simply to facilitate those discussions, to ask the right questions, and to simply get people talking and get deeper into why things are the way they are, or why people are thinking the way they feel, in order to help, again, that person that's in the hot seat. If you were to start your own, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be the leader. I mean, you're getting a bunch of leaders together to collectively talk about certain things each and every week. And of course, if you were to enter one that already exists, you don't want to feel like, you know, you're not an equal. You know, everybody is equal, and everybody has equal time, and everybody has equal say. So I think it's really important to get that through your head, Nathaniel, is the fact that, again, if you start one of your own, if you get a few people together, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're the leader. You just happen to be the person that put all those awesome people together. Another thing that you mentioned was, you know, having different sort of levels of people in the mastermind groups. And I think it's important to do that, to have different levels, both above you and below you. So if you were to start one, I think you should start, and you can ask people who are ahead of where you're at, so you can get that experience from those people. But you don't want to ask people who are too far ahead, because you want the group to be, you know, if you were to range people's, quote, experiences from 0 to 10, you know, you want people in the group to be, you know, covering a range of about 4 or 5. For instance, if you were a 5, you'd want people sort of, you know, at the 6 or 7 level, and then even down below you at the 3 or 4 level. That together, you know, covers a range of 4 or 5. Because if you have too many people that are sort of way in the extremes one way or the other, you know, the people who are at the bottom, the 0s and 1s, if you're way above them, you know, they're not going to contribute. You know, they're going to get a lot out of it, but they're not going to really contribute because they haven't had the experiences or don't really know exactly what's going on. And so they won't be able to contribute and help to the rest of the group. Of course, if somebody's on the way other side of the spectrum, if they're a 9 and 10 and everybody else is a 3 or 4, you know, that 9 or 10 sort of experienced person isn't going to feel like they're getting a lot out of it. And, you know, I've been in cases or in mastermind groups in the past that were set up that were just like that. I was invited to one by my other friend, and the whole time I was just answering questions. You know, this was a one-time sort of mastermind type of deal. It wasn't a recurring one, but it was one that happened here in San Diego, and we had a lunch. And all of a sudden we started talking about business, and everybody knows or knew who I was at that time. And the both of us, my friend and I, we were just, you know, people were asking questions the whole time and we were answering them, and it's fun. It was great. I love helping people. But in terms of a mastermind, I wasn't getting anything out of it as well, besides just understanding more about what people's issues and problems were and what they had questions about. So again, in terms of range, you know, try to get 4 to 5. You know, people above you and people below you, that's the best situation. And again, beyond that, you also want to get people in different niches as well. You know, Nathaniel, you said you're in the drumming niche. You don't need to just stick with drummers. You don't even need to stick with musicians. You know, I've learned a ton of things from other people in the different mastermind groups I'm in the different niches that they are in and what they specialize in. Probably the most dramatic example is I have a traveling sword swallower in one of my mastermind groups. He swallows swords. And he goes on stage and he hypnotizes people and does that sort of thing. I've learned so much from this person. Roderick Russell over at remarkablyhuman.com. I mean, oh my gosh, he's taught me so much about stage presence and deliverability and things like that. It's just amazing. I wouldn't have thought that. But, you know, there's a lot of cross-niche help that can happen in your mastermind groups. So, Nathaniel, that was a little bit more than what you asked for, but I hope that helps you and everybody else out there. Thank you again so much for the wonderful question and, again, all of your kind words and support. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way, so look out for an email from my executive assistant very soon with that. As always, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there from the website. And of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is 99designs.com, an amazing company. If you are working on branding or a logo, or, you know, you're just looking for a great resource for design, you got to go with 99designs.com. You can get designs you love. Dozens of designers will compete to deliver you the best design, and you could pick the best one. I mean, it's actually really exciting to see new designs come in every day for the job that you need done. And you can actually give direction to these designers too. If something is closed, or, you know, you want to change things around a little bit as they go along. It's amazing. It's just incredible. So if you go to 99designs.com/Pat, you'll get a $99 power pack of services for free today. Again, that's 99designs.com/Pat. I've used it several times in the past, and I know you're going to enjoy the experience too. As always, thank you so much for listening to Ask Pat, and I'm going to end on a quote, and today's quote comes from Sun Tzu from The Art of War. He says, "In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity." Cheers. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.